Andrew Young. Welcome to the wonderful world of 88FM.
Hello, mate. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Wait, come on. Let's get. How many years? I've lost count.
I honestly don't know. The last time I think I saw you, Dave, was I was playing in Botanic Gardens. I had a concert and you came and compared it. Yes. And it was about, I don't know, 70 years ago or something.
I did compare it and you were incomparable. Well, nobody's better than you. You know, it's great to see you again. It really
thank
is.
Thank you. Thank
but,
you.
But here's yourself. The thing. When you were a kid, born in Liverpool, right? Serves you right. Oh, by the way, I didn't plan to wear this Manchester United shirt.
Do you mean six times Champions League winners, Liverpool? Is that what you said?
I didn't wear it on purpose. All right, I lied. Yeah, right. I did. But anyway, you were almost a professional footballer, I was.
I was at Luton for a bit, Luton Town.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I joined the army, where I could do music and football and get paid for it.
Were Luton that bad that you had to join them?
They were.
And it's so funny because we could have been playing against each other professionally. I was in United's academy when I was 9 years old.
Right.
They kicked me out when I was 11, told me I wasn't good enough. Yeah, I mean, how to break a young man's heart.
Yeah. I mean, how they know at that age, I don't know.
So you had a big decision. And was it your parents who pushed you the way of the saxophone? Or was it your own decision eventually to say, listen, football? Mm-mm.
No, actually what happened is I have a sister. She's 2 years older than myself. And at the age of seven, she used to play the recorder. Play is a bit of an exaggeration. She was awful.
Oh, she's so terrible. Yeah,
of course, me being from Liverpool, I stole it.
She is listening, by the way. I checked and she's going to be listening to what you've just said. I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, thanks. And so I took this recorder to school and I observed how if you blew into it and put one finger over a hole and put another finger over another hole, you got a different note. Yeah. I mean, it's not rocket science. So I was playing it in the school playground at the age of seven, and the music teacher, she caught me. And the school had been given a clarinet by the education department. They had no one to play it. So she put this clarinet in my hands. She showed me how to put it together. And it was a Friday afternoon. I took it home and shoved it under the bed, went out and played football with my friends. And on Sunday, I remember Sunday, being dragged off to Sunday school.
Oh,
and we were singing this hymn, Amazing Grace. And I thought, oh, it doesn't sound so difficult. So I went home and I put my clarinet together and I worked out Amazing Grace, or let's say my version of Amazing Grace. It's full of wrong ones, obviously. And then I went to school on Monday. The teacher said to me, well, did you manage to get a note out of it?
Mm-hmm.
So I played her, as I say, my version of Amazing Grace. Well, she nearly fell over. So she was shocked. And the saxophone was just a development from the clarinet,
sure.
Really, a little bit louder.
Let's jump ahead a little bit. Mm-hmm. After completing your saxophone and clarinet studies in London, you went to Germany.
I did.
Sie sprechen Deutsch?
Ja.
Oh, ich habe Deutsch in der Schule gelernt, sagt
er. Sehr gut.
Are you impressed?
For a DJ. Sehr beeindruckt. Wow, well done, Dave.
No, so how was Germany?
It was great. I went there with the army.
Oh, and, okay. All right.
So I was there with the band of the Royal Artillery. And it was like living on holiday, you know, really was a wonderful experience. And I just saw the difference between Germany and the UK. At the time, the UK was going downhill fast.
There's a thing.
From Margaret Thatcher's times. And Germany was just full of arts and culture.
Right.
So when I left the army, I stayed in Germany. I had a girlfriend there. She taught me how to speak German. And I joined a Philharmonic Orchestra.
Wow.
So,
what a story.
Yeah.
Now, you've spent your whole life traveling the world with that saxophone.
Yeah.
Is it the same sax that you've always had, or do you have to upgrade every now and then?
Well, you're supposed to. But this one I've had for about 3 years.
Okay.
It looks like 15 years because they get a hammer in, you know, touring with them. Yeah, unfortunately. But I suppose when you're learning, you stay on the same instrument for.
Let's just look at a few of the people that you've performed with. I mean, you're a legend, man. You are, seriously. Joseph Shabalala, Jonathan Butler, Lies, that great song. I love
him.
I think he's in
LA,
isn't he?
Yes, he is,
okay.
Yeah.
Shack Attack. English band. Dionne Warwick. Yeah. I mean, she's just a living legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, all those people. And you're so humble with it as well, man.
Well.
And no, you are, man. And that's the nice thing. Yeah. Now, you've played to audiences throughout the world. Mm-hmm. You have performed for the late Queen Elizabeth II.
Yes.
Now, I've worked with a few queens in my life, but but they don't come close to her.
And King Prince Charles.
Did you get to meet her and him?
I did. Wow. Yeah. I played for them up in Scotland. I played for them in Germany, and I played for them at the Royal, now Queen Elizabeth Hall, not the Festival Hall, the Queen Elizabeth Hall, London, and in Durban at the Playhouse.
Wow.
When the Royal Yacht came in, and I was in the orchestra at the time. So I got to play for them again.
Were you a little bit in awe? Obviously nerves, because nerves are a good thing. And then adrenaline takes over once you start
the
gig, right?
Yeah, I think as a musician, you just get on with it, you know. You kind of practice so much that you know what you're doing, or you should have done.
Yeah.
And I was always in that kind of genre that I practiced it until I wasn't nervous anymore. So.
Do you know, I've met many, many people because of what I do for a living, obviously.
Yeah.
And the only one I was ever in awe of, well, there's two, was Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
The pop stars, I just was like, you're just a pop star. It didn't bother me at all.
Bunch of idiots.
Stevie Wonder, that he was different. He was just something else.
But
So listen, you've had albums from 1994 through till 2023, right?
Well, actually, you were responsible for my very first hit. I don't know if you've forgotten about it.
Tell me.
It was called Soul People.
Yes.
And it was played to death on East Coast Radio.
Of course you can. Was it on Capital 604?
It also went to number one there.
Well done.
And it went to number one on East Coast. And you guys were punting it like mad. And I was just...
going, thank you.
Grateful, you know.
Do you know one of your albums that I really enjoyed, and I've got it at the house, is Reminiscing?
Oh, yeah.
Which one is your favourite out of all those albums?
Oh, the latest one. I've got a new album out.
Okay.
It's only been out 2 weeks.
All right.
It's called Take Me. It's fantastic, really. I mean,
well,
I say it myself, but, you know, you're supposed to, you know, get a little bit better every time. And this one is I'm really pleased with it. But my last album, which I brought out 2 years ago, it's called Paradise Road.
Yeah.
And the single from it is Paradise Road. I got to meet the...
Is it the old Joy song?
Yes,
oh, wow.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I got to meet the composer of the song, Patrick van Blerk, in Cape Town.
I know him.
And, he came to a concert and he saw me playing his song. And he said, Andrew, I'd love you to record this again, re-release it.
Okay.
And I said, okay. So we recorded it. And he said, maybe we should put some vocals on it as well. So I said, okay, great. Some backing vocals. He got Ladysmith Black Mambazo on
there. Oh, you're kidding me.
So, you know,
you don't mess around,
do
you?
No, not at all. So we've got this single out, Andrew Young, with Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Oh, man. They're brilliant.
Absolutely.
All right, listen, you've been here since, is it January? Mm. So in South Africa. Is it good to be kind of back in a way?
It's great to be back.
It's lovely, isn't it?
You know, I was thinking, I mean, you know yourself from England, a place is about the people, isn't it?
It is.
And, you know, you see people here with, okay, you got some very rich people, you got some very poor people.
Yeah.
You really have.
Yeah,
and a smile on their face. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing better.
There's nothing better than,
you know,
I say.
People with a smile on their face.
All right, now you've got a few dates in Durban left. We'll play a bit of music. We'll get back and we'll talk about that as well.
Great.
And I'm hoping, you know what I don't like? I don't like DJs asking singers to sing. I think it's horrible when they're in for an interview. But I'm thinking.
Good job, I don't sing.
Exactly. Last time you sang in church, 300 people changed their religion. So can you give us a little thing a bit later just now?
Sure.
Do you mind? Is that good?
Okay.
Is that cool?
Okay.
DG.
Who?
Are you mates?
No.
Be honest.
I know him. We've met. We're both on the same record label. So it's kind of a competition, but... Yeah,
okay.
he has the...
Simple, you're not best of mates. No.
No, he's got a big nose.
He's got the money. He's
and
got
a
the
big
money.
Bank balance.
He's got the money to fix it, really, hasn't he? Okay. Now then, you've got shows coming up in the Durban area. All right. Saturday, tomorrow, you are at 9th Avenue.
Yes, I'm looking forward very much to
that. Do you know the venue?
I do.
Oh,
I remember going there when I... About 30 years ago. It used to be called Cafe Fish.
Interesting.
In the Durban Harbour.
All right.
And it, yeah,
I do remember that. It's right in the harbour.
It's right. It's on the water.
Surrounded by multi-millionaires' boats.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder what the poor people are doing today. But anyway, so on Sunday, you're in Bolito.
I am.
And it's a lovely venue. It's called the Lyric Lounge.
The Lyric Lounge. I've never been there before, I have to say. I don't know what to expect.
You're going
to
enjoy it.
Looking forward to it. I know the guy who runs it, a very nice guy, Mornay. And I'm in Bolito for the next 2 days.
Give them a shout. Maybe there's tickets available. And while you're here, you're staying, you said some really nice
a place called Beachwood.
Beachwood. It's guest house.
Yeah, okay. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Don't steal the towels, would you?
No, I've got enough. I've stole enough of them.
Now then, Friday the 14th, that's next Friday, you're in Mount Edgecombe. Do you know whereabouts or not? Or is it the Country Club?
No, yes.
Country Club, there we go. Yeah. So your manager knows everything.
Yeah.
What would you do without it?
There you go.
And then finally in Durban, the 15th, is that when's that? That's Saturday, isn't it? That's right. Rumbello, Northlands. Have you been there before?
I have, yeah.
I remember that
nice
place
and
as well.
Last time.
Okay, rocking all over the world. Now, does that mean that you take a band with you, Andrew?
No, I have a pianist with me, and we're playing music from basically the countries that I visited, performed in.
Wow.
Some songs that I picked up along the way from those particular countries. So it's a mishmash of you know, different countries.
How long's the show, each show that you do?
I would play 2 times 45 minutes.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I need to ask you something, because I get exhausted brushing my teeth, right?
Right.
To blow it, to blow into your saxophone for an hour and a half, how do you do it, man? Is there a technique? Is there method?
There is. I can't do anything else. So there is that. I've studied it, and I've since the age of 7, and that was a long, long time ago. So I've had plenty of practice. It's a bit warm in Durban to do it. I have to say, I forgot just how warm it is in Durban.
Yeah, I'm only appearing at places with aircon. That's what you should have said. But anyway.
All
right, now then, we've got 10 questions for you. Don't be concerned. Don't be worried.
Okay.
You're looking concerned. and they're quick fire questions. Okay, so you've got to answer them more or less straight away.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, the funniest or weirdest thing a fan has ever said or done to you?
I think you're a great saxophone player, but please don't sing.
Why, they heard you before?
Yes.
All right. Number two, you've left your saxophone at home, you're on stage and you've got to play one instrument. Are you picking the drums or the bass guitar?
Drums.
Definitely, without a shadow.
Definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
Done. Or if you could relive any moments on stage, which moment would it be and why?
In Beijing, 5 years ago, at the MasterCard Arena in front of 15,000 Chinese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they didn't understand a word you said?
No, but
it's the music. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Who is your biggest inspiration? I know it's not Kenny G.
No, it's not. No. Grover Washington Jr.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That Wine Light album.
Just the two.
There you go.
Okay. It's funny you should say that, because I wonder if you could play that one for us just now. You never know. Anyway. All right. Who would you rather collab with, Stevie Wonder or Michael Bolton?
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
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 Although
legend.
I think Michael Bolton's got a great voice. Really, I'm a big fan also.
And he's got short hair now as well.
All right. So Stevie Wonder.
That's also true. Okay, what is your biggest motivation?
I would say excellence. Trying to be excellent.
The best that you can be all the time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, are you better at dancing or telling a cracker dad joke?
Telling a cracker dad joke, actually.
When they said,
do you want to hear one?
When they said
Manchester United.
That's true. When they said white boys can't dance, they were watching you, obviously.
Yes.
All right. Bring one thing back from the 80s. What would it be?
Quality music, I would say.
Yeah.
Quality music.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I can't deal with that rap stuff today.
No,
I just can't.
No.
All right. Biggest concert fail, things that have gone wrong on stage. What happened?
Yeah, I didn't warm my soprano saxophone up, which is a straight one, and I still had the pull-through, which is like a fluffer, you know, the thing that you dust the top of the...
Yeah.
wardrobe with. I still had that stuck in the end, and I was about to play, and I went to play, and nothing came out, and I knew what it was. So I turned around to the drums, and he played a little bit, and then I pulled this out secretly so that people didn't see.
Problem, solution, basically.
Yeah.
And the final one, please can you play Glory Glory Man United on the sax?
The answer to that is no. I don't know how to.
All right, so it's been so, I could talk to you for hours, man, but we can't. We're going to sort of wrap things up with you playing the sax.
Okay,
it's what you do best, man. World renowned. You know, we touched on just the two of us.
I tell you what, can I?
You're not ready for that.
I play a song from back home. I mean, you're from the north. 100%. I'm from the north.
Or you can play a song from your album if needs be.
I'll play something that the people know. How's this one?
Okay, all right. Here we go. Andrew Young live on 88 FM. That's great. I don't normally do that. I don't make people perform when they're in here for a chat.
That's okay.
Brilliant, man. Absolutely brilliant. Hey Jude, what a song.
Yeah, great one, isn't it?
Hey,
yeah.
Real music.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Listen, yeah. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here.
Thank you, Dave. It's been real pleasure and honour to come. And
hopefully you won't leave it too long before you come back again to SA.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Even if it's just a holiday, to bob in and say hi, man. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
Enjoy your gigs in Durban and just let me know how things go, won't you?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
World famous saxophonist Andrew, my special guest today on 88 FM.